This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A proposal to temporarily extend full government funding did not pass tonight in the House. Speaker Johnson telling Sean Hannity on Fox News tonight.
I don't think it's going to come to a shutdown. I believe we can get this job done.
The partial government shutdown deadline is at the end of the month. The union representing Boeing workers says after a full day of mediation, no resolution's been reached with the company that would lead to an end to their strike. No further discussions are scheduled, but the union saying they remain open to further discussions. More than two dozen Hezbollah members killed between yesterday and today by exploding electronic devices. Thousands injured. ABC News has learned the attacks were in the works for up to a year. Israel blamed, but remaining quiet. A major turn for the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve today cutting a key interest rate 0.5%, the largest cut in 16 years. It signals the U.S. has finally turned the corner on inflation. But the Dow was down today, down 103 points. This is ABC News. Hey. Members of the Harris and Trump campaigns met for the first time at the White House.
The meeting in the White House Transition Coordinating Committee and the Harris and Trump campaign teams was convened by President Biden's chief of staff, Jeff Zients, to continue the administration's transition planning efforts and ensure a responsible and smooth transfer of power. A White House spokesperson said in a statement, quote, administration officials provided updates on transition work streams, demonstrating that all transition activities continue to be on track. The committee includes Zients, the director of national intelligence, the White House budget director and Homeland Security advisor, and the administrator of the General Services Administration, among others. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Airport officials say hackers are demanding $6 million in Bitcoin from the operators of Seattle-Tacoma International for documents they stole during a cyber attack last month and posted on the dark web. The Port of Seattle isn't paying. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. The use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight with light winds and temperatures tumbling into the upper 50s. Quite a bit of sunshine for Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. South winds will turn a little breezy in the afternoon. Thunderstorm chances arriving for Thursday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, and therefore Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment for our National Progressive Town Hall meeting, Middays with Mark, taking your calls on whatever's on your mind. Our number is 202-808-9925. If you'd like to get in the queue, lines are open to ask Congressman Pocan or any question or share your thoughts with him. Also, in the first hour of the program, I want to get into, or actually in the second hour of the program, I want to get into Big Pharma's GOP cash grab, how Republicans are selling out Americans for drug money. We're getting new data on this. It's my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. Also, the network of Georgia election officials strategizing to undermine the 2024 result. We now have emails that came out of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And Norway does what we could have done if we had listened to scientists instead of the lies from the fossil fuel industry and the politicians it purchased. I'll tell you that story in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Dr. Stephen Hassan is going to drop by about the cult of Trump. He has a new book out. He's an expert on cults. And also low-carb, high-fat diets, the so-called keto diets. Turns out they're linked to significantly higher risks of type 2 diabetes from a new study. I'll share that with you in the third hour of the program. Also, just heads up, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. I'll be signing books on October 9th at the Frugal Muse in Chicago. They ask that you please call and essentially make a reservation or let them know that you're coming. And also on the 15th of October, I'll be here in Portland at Powell's City of Books. Those are the only two events I'm doing other than, you know, right here on this program. So the book is The Hidden History of the American Dream. So all that said, Congressman Mark Pocan is on the line with us. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. So what's on your mind this week? Let me just start with that.
Yeah, well, we're in Washington, and as you may know, by September 30th, we have 12 appropriation bills to get through the House and Senate, which only half have even gotten through the House alone. That's not going to happen. We have a farm bill. We've already extended the deadline from last year, September 30th, a year, and we haven't got that on the House floor yet. So what are Republicans having us do? This is anti-woke week, Tom, in Congress. So we're doing a bunch of bills that try to break wokeness rather than the things that we actually have to do as a government. So that's my week. I think that just points all the more to why November 5th is so crucial, no matter where you live in this country.
Yeah, to say the very least. So there's, if Congress doesn't pass, if the House of Representatives doesn't pass a reasonable piece of legislation, to at least a continuing resolution to continue to fund the government, then the government shuts down on October 1st or it begins the process. I mean, we've seen this dance way too many times. Trump and his buddies are trying to put this provision that they say is going to secure the vote that could arguably throw millions of voters off the rolls in blue states that don't require absolute, you know, the ironclad three different document kind of or whatever kind of proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. I'm wondering, and yesterday Mike Johnson came out and said, you know, our two priorities are funding the government and voter integrity, which, you know, is obviously and just, you know, let's kick people off the voting rolls in swing states. How's that going to play out? I mean, are we going to see the government shut down, or is Mike Johnson going to, you know, have a performance bill, you know, today, presumably, and then just do the right thing, or what? What do you see?
He's going to do a performance bill in middle of woke week, and it's going to fail because Republicans aren't going to support it as well. And then by next week, they better do what we need to do, which is pass some kind of a real continuing resolution that doesn't have a bunch of other things in it. I mean, this bill that they're trying to attach to it, it's kind of a combination of, you know, a way to keep talking about the border, because it's the only thing they seem to want to talk about, as well as suppress the vote. And, you know, right now, if you're not a citizen, you can't vote in the United States, period. That is the law.
It's a felony. Yeah.
Yeah. And but they're going to make it harder for people. And how are you going to decide if someone's from a citizen or not, is a citizen or not? Right. I mean, this is all going to be such a mess and they know it. But it allows them, much like J.D. Vance admitted this weekend, they'll make up stories in order to get attention. And this is a lie, which is another word for the stories that they tell in order to try to get attention.
Yeah, I mean, right now in most states, it's harder to register to vote than, or in most Republican-controlled states, it's harder to register to vote than it is to open a checking account or get a credit card. I mean, that's insane.
This is all talking points for them. And, you know, obviously, you know, they don't talk about things like Project 2025, which is their agenda for the next, years forward in the federal government. They don't want to talk about the things that they don't want to talk about. They only want to keep on a couple subjects, and those subjects are, you know, the cost of living, which quite honestly, I saw some polling today, we're doing much better than they are on, because people do understand we've done things to reduce the cost of prescription drugs and energy, and they want to talk.
Yeah, step by step. All right. Anything else in your mind, or shall we go to pick up calls here?
Oh, calls would be great, Tom.
Okay, let's do it. David in Sarasota, Florida. David, you are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, guys. I was just wondering, okay, say the Congress passed a law rewording the overturned Citizens United, and you said that they can change a law that the Supreme Court cannot overturn that. Is that actual possible?
Yeah. So, David, H.R. 1 has been traditionally the Democratic bill to do campaign finance, elections, and ethics reform. That would include getting rid of Citizens United. If we put it into statute, the Supreme Court can't overturn it, right? That's the problem. They're saying that it's not clear in statute. That's why they have made that opinion they have. But if we pass H.R. 1 in the House and Senate, signed into law by Kamala Harris, then we would, in fact, say that corporations aren't people for the purposes of campaigning. And Supreme Court, we would be very clear in how we pass that, wouldn't be able to overturn that.
Let's hope. John in Roseville, Georgia, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, I've got a question. A buddy of mine had a discussion last night. Instead of like a violent insurrection on January 6th to certify the election results, what if Republicans want to cause chaos in the House and just don't show up? Like, what would happen if half of the Congress didn't show up to certify the election results?
Yeah, I mean, John, if half the Republicans didn't show up, we still would probably be able to move forward with a quorum. So I don't think they'll do that. And I don't think all Republicans would do this because, as we saw last time, not all Republicans voted to not certify elections, although a majority you know, did. I think that, you know, the good news is we are in the White House. So it's not like you got to pull someone out of the White House should the election not go correct. So that's good news. But, you know, clearly watching Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's rhetoric, they will do everything they can to try to make to call into question the election results. And we just can't let them. And there's an effort nationally, democracyfirst.org, that's in every state, bipartisan organization. I'm leading it in Wisconsin with a former Republican member of Congress, Reid Ribble. And we're just asking people running for office to agree to abide by the who won the election. It's a simple thing, and yet we're still having a lot of bluntly Republicans not signing up. A lot of former Republican elected officials, Tom, are signing, and it's really it's heartening to see it. I have two former Republican members of Congress from Wisconsin doing it in my state. But, you know, it's those kind of efforts that we've got to do to make sure that they can't play the games that I think Donald Trump would love to play once this election's over.
Yeah, there you go. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Congressman Pocan, it's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We've been doing this for years now. And Congressman Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
More of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a moment. Stay tuned. 15 minutes past the hour. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you may not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about talking about money and why we gotta do it, even though it's something we really don't want to do. In our culture, we're almost conditioned, like trained, not to discuss it. You know, it's impolite, it can make people uncomfortable, it could cause conflict. Well, I'm here to say that not talking about money makes it harder to solve money problems, harder to ask for a raise, harder to figure out and talk about what we want in life? Look, if you want to make more money and you want to get better at your money, you got to talk about your money. So let me start with a suggestion that I saw once on a shoebox. Just do it. Find a trustworthy friend or a family member and just talk to them about what's nagging you about your money. Now, you might not solve everything, but I bet you'll make some headway, and I promise it gets easier and better every time. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com to get your free month supply and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM. So bright, we gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long. Kamala, 21 minutes past the hour. We are talking with Congressman Mark Pocan for the hour. Larry in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. I'd like to know if there's any way we can stop Powell from doing quantitative tightening for the rest of this year. In 2020, we did quantitative easing for Donald Trump, and that caused the stock market and the economy to just boom all the way through the entire election process. Now he's doing quantitative tightening. He's taking out $2 trillion under Biden, and that is causing the markets to go down. It's also slowing our economy. Can we stop him for 2 months from doing quantitative tightening for the rest of the year?
Is a fairly independent entity, right, in how they're handling monetary policy. Some of us would love to see a significant rate decrease. And, you know, we haven't been successful. We've been asking this for a few times that they've met. I don't know if I have a great answer for you that you'd like to hear other than, you know, unfortunately, the Fed does have a lot of independence in this area.
Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, that's why I did what I did. So,
Stephen, you're on the air.
Do that all the time.
No, but
apparently not. Tom in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. Congressman Pocan, since you're from the land of Leopold, Aldo Leopold, I want to say on just how thrilled I am and transformational Joe Biden has been bringing ecological restoration forward. I mean, opening the Klamath River up all the way to the ocean, the Ogallala Aquifer, the Great Lakes. Now they're talking about opening up all the rivers in the Great North, in the Northwest. I want to know what you and your congressional committee are going to do to keep pushing this forward. This is very significant work. Thank you.
Yeah, Tom, I'm going to do it a little broader if I can. But, I mean, in general, there's been so much positive when it comes to addressing climate change, especially in the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, I can't tell you. I talked to so many environmental groups that are out getting the word out about the benefits to save money for families, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country through many of the initiatives that are helping people to have renewable energy and to get electric vehicles and all the rest. And then when you look at the other measures that were in the Inflation Reduction Act, I mean, it's the most serious effort by the federal government ever to really address many environmental issues. And Joe Biden absolutely deserves credit, as does Kamala Harris, for that. That was in their administration. But I would be lying if I didn't say there's a lot more to do. Part of that means we have to keep a Senate, get the House, and have a Democratic president. But you're right that we should recognize the many, many good things that Joe Biden has done environmentally. But I think, you know, really talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, where more people directly benefit, is probably the strongest thing. And don't forget, Project 2025 wants to change our clean air and clean water laws to make it harder. It wants to open up more public lands to drilling. There's a whole lot of negative in that document as well we should talk about.
Tanya in Cleveland, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We just have about a minute and a half here, if you could keep it short.
Okay, no, I'm going to be worth it. Congressman Pocan, I want to thank you first for taking our calls. That's what we need, more representatives who take care of us, who speak to us in the name. Congressman Pocan, my nephew is a felon, and he cannot get a job or an apartment. I don't understand how we have a felon president. And so is there anything we can do to keep Trump out of Arlington, and I'll wait for you.
Yeah, I didn't hear the question. I apologize, Tanya.
She said, how can we have a felon running for president? Her nephew is a felon, and he can't even rent an apartment.
First of all, we should make it easier for the average felon to be able to get back if they've paid their debt to society, and you're sharing your nephew's story, and thank you for that. But, you know, I think it's more amazing that, you know, some of the police groups don't care enough about crime and punishment, and they're endorsing, you know, Donald Trump, who clearly is a multiple-time felon, convicted felon, and yet here these groups for political purposes are backing him. I find that really very sad where we are as a country right now.
Do you? I'm assuming that you don't support any kind of legislation that would put restrictions on who can run for president. That really should be the job of the voters, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to go down that path, and who's going to make that decision? And I don't know if there's a really momentum to try to do that. But, you know, in general, there are a lot of felons in this, you know, country, sometimes, you know, for reasons that, you know, are now legal, especially around marijuana and other things. Yeah. We need reform in that area, too.
Yeah, I agree. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on our program, on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, in just a few moments. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Pocan.house.gov and Rep. Mark Pocan over on Twitter, or whatever they're calling it these days. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for three full years. In addition to a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A proposal to temporarily extend full government funding did not pass tonight in the House. Speaker Johnson telling Sean Hannity on Fox News tonight.
I don't think it's going to come to a shutdown. I believe we can get this job done.
The partial government shutdown deadline is at the end of the month. The union representing Boeing workers says after a full day of mediation, no resolution's been reached with the company that would lead to an end to their strike. No further discussions are scheduled, but the union saying they remain open to further discussions. More than 24 Hezbollah members killed between yesterday and today by exploding electronic devices. Thousands injured. ABC News has learned the attacks were in the works for up to a year. Israel blamed, but remaining quiet. A major turn for the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve today cutting a key interest rate 0.5%, the largest cut in 16 years. It signals the U.S. has finally turned the corner on inflation. But the Dow was down today, down 103 points. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after an accident at an apple orchard. It happened in Chippewa Falls Wednesday during a school trip. The Chippewa County Sheriff says two tractor-pulled hay wagons crashed into each other. People have anywhere from minor to serious injuries, with at least three of them having life-threatening injuries. An air quality alert for some parts of the state. 13 southern Wisconsin counties have air deemed unhealthy for certain groups Wednesday night. That means people with asthma, heart issues, kids, and the elderly may have a tougher time breathing if they're outside for too long. If you live in the southern part of the state, you may have noticed that haze. We have had lots of these advisories last summer because of the wildfires in Canada. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wouldn't it be insulting to find out that your friends are swingers and that you've never been invited to one of their parties? Host of the Armchair Expert podcast, Dax Shepard, says those are the kind of texts he got when tabloids reported that he and his wife, Kristen Bell, were Hollywood swingers. Shepard told Drew Barrymore on her talk show that his friends were hurt that they were not invited to the parties. The joke is sort of on them, though, because now Shepard knows who all of his swinger friends are. Bong Joon-ho is directing Mickey 17, his first film since his Oscar-winning Parasite. Warner Brothers released a trailer of the film that stars Robert Pattinson, Toni Collette, and Mark Ruffalo. Pattinson plays a man whose boss imposes the task of dying for a living on him. Joon-ho's Parasite won 6 Oscars in 2020. Pattinson will also appear in The Batman Part 2, which is scheduled for an October 2026 release. Mickey 17 is currently in post-production and scheduled for a July 31, 2025 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight with light winds and temperatures tumbling into the upper 50s. Quite a bit of sunshine for Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. South winds will turn a little breezy in the afternoon. Thunderstorm chances arriving for Thursday night. It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling. Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, my union buddy Earl Ingram Jr. will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
And the 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. It's Middays with Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan, taking your calls for the hour. And Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wish the Democrats would connect. You know, I think Iran has gotten pretty emboldened after Donald Trump ripped up the nuclear agreement, and, you know, with all this stuff that Iran, so-called proxies, doing all this stuff in the Middle East, I think it leads back to ripping up the nuclear deal that Donald Trump did. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a connection there, and, you know, a lot of these groups may get some financial or other backing from Iran, but they're independent groups, and there's been long histories in Israel and with Hamas and, you know, other organizations. So I'm not sure, Rick, that I think that is a cause and effect to anything, but I do think that, you know, the Republicans right now want us to think more about that because they want to distract from maybe some of the things that are going on. And, you know, I want to keep people focused, for example, most recently on, you know, stopping 80% of the food getting into Gaza again. All the aid organizations, groups that we work with and respect worldwide are telling us this is happening. You know, I don't really care where you come on the issue. I mean, I do, but I mean, if some people are very, you know, pro the position that Israel is doing is right. Many other people are concerned about the collective punishment that appears to be coming out of Netanyahu. But no one should support withholding food and starving people who are in Gaza. And unfortunately, that seems to be happening again.
Oh, geez. Thank you. Roger in Seattle. Roger, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. I called a week ago Monday, and this is my second one now. Unlike the congressman, who I think has a two-year version of the Potomac fever, I have a terminal case growing up in Washington, D.C., so I'm very aware of politics. Anyway, as you know from Seattle, I'm a constituent of Congressman Jayapal, and I'm here to talk to you about what you know about the Congressional Reelection Committee might do. Is it anything like what nonprofits have to do when they inform people about what is 501c3 lobbying versus informational lobbying? Or can you actually do some form letters for your fellow congressmen and senators? Because what I'm thinking is you have 4 years of Trump record to tailor to the 435 different districts that Democrats are running in, whether it's re-election or against a Republican. And you can say you're going to help Trump get elected.
Yeah, Roger, I mean, for good reason, we're limited how much communication we can have with our constituents this close to an election. So unfortunately, we don't have that power. We do, though, have the power of traveling our districts and our states and other people's districts and talking about Project 2025. I mean, Tom, I'm going around the state of Wisconsin doing town halls on Project 2025. I did one in La Crosse, Wisconsin on Monday for the state AFL-CIO convention. Saturday, I was in Janesville, Wisconsin with one of the candidates there. I'm going October 5th and 6th weekend. I'm doing three of them in La Crosse and Eau Claire and Wausau, Wisconsin. I mean, there are things that we can do to get the information out, but it can't be on the official side rightfully so, this close to election. Otherwise, people could really take advantage of taxpayer dollars that fund our offices and use it just for political purposes.
Annie in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Congressman, thank you for taking your time to be with us. I have more of an entreaty than a question, and I'm nervous, so I hope I can be articulate about this. But a few days ago, my son and I put our heads together, and we determined that if assuming a lot of things that aren't going to happen, like every single person registered to vote actually votes, if that happened and strategically divvying up all the votes among the states, Kamala Harris could win 70% or get 70% of the votes and still lose the Electoral College. So I guess my entreaty is more to people in states like mine where, you know, we are told our votes don't really matter that much than people in states like yours where you're in a swing state and it's extremely important. But we need to let these election deniers know in no uncertain terms that she is going to be our president. And if she just ekes out an Electoral College win, I feel like, you know, if she wins, I don't know, 70% of the votes, then we'll be in good shape. So if you have anything to add, I'd appreciate hearing it. And thank you for listening to me.
Yeah, Annie, I mean, everyone should vote, period, right? I want, even if I disagree with how you're going to vote, you should vote, because the more people that vote, the more people that are heard, the more reliable the election result is ultimately. But I can tell you a few things I do know. More people are, I think, open to Harris and Walz, who still are learning about them. That's not true of Donald Trump. That gives us more room for growth than where we're already at. And then I just saw this morning, the demographic we still need to motivate the most, they've moved a lot, but it's that younger 18 to 30-ish demographic. They're more inclined absolutely by values to vote for Democrats. They're just less inclined to vote. And in some cases by 20, almost 30% compared to older of people. So anything we can do to work on those audiences in particular, I think are important because their values are good. It's just sometimes the importance of voting hasn't been fully expressed, and we need to do that.
Debbie in Portland, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Okay, my question is about Medicare. I got original Medicare a year ago, August, and I haven't really needed to see a doctor for a long time, 10 years. And just recently, I felt like I needed to see a doctor, but nobody will take original Medicare. I wanted to know what suggestions you have.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people that take original Medicare, and you may just want to call a nonprofit or a county agency even that can direct you, because sometimes it is just hard, you know, figuring out healthcare, period. You know, I think the much bigger fear that we hear about is people on Medicare Advantage, which is really private insurance, who often can't get the care because they have to get prior authorization, or they'll test them on other things, not what they and their doctor have decided they need to do for themselves. Tom, one of the strongest points coming out of Project 2025 that people don't like is that it wants to end Medicare as we know it, because it wants to the default position to put everyone on Medicare Advantage. That would be the default, right? And you would have to take yourself into a different category in order to actually get Medicare. And yet people really get this. This is good because, as you know, Tom, your listeners and you and I have had conversations about Medicare Advantage, and sometimes, you know, people don't exactly understand it. This is a gift, because in having a conversation about Project 2025, people don't want that, and we have some real opportunity to grow in this area.
Yeah, here in Portland, I've encountered several doctors who are very, who don't like Medicare Advantage and would rather take Medicare. But I also realize there are some doctors who just don't take Medicare, and presumably not Medicare Advantage either. I don't know, but anyhow, it's a problem. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Congressman Pocan, I'm not familiar with your work. If you are an advocate or a spokesperson, rather, for the Harris-Waltz campaign, I do want to say this, and I hope that you would pass this information along. You know, I think with Harris and Waltz, they're doing a wonderful job, but we need to stress to people corporations exploiting these undocumented laborers. We need to get it out that Trump has been exploiting these laborers at his casinos, at his hotels, at his golf courses for years. There are people out here that have been the victim of this. Why are we not putting these people in campaign commercials, not exploiting them, but letting them have their voices heard so we can put a human face on this? And not only that, corporations have also been exploiting the people, laborers who have been here for years. And what about the consumers, the price gouging going on right now? Harris is a consumer activist. She has the credibility with this, and I think she's been speaking about it, but we need to do this more because of what's going on in Ohio right now. Not to mention, this man is a lunatic, Trump.
Yeah. We don't got it, Stephen. Let's let the congressman respond.
Yeah, Stephen, so I think, first of all, let me say, I try not to chase whatever subject of the day Donald Trump or J.D. Vance put up there. Now, J.D. Vance was, was honest enough, I guess, to say they make up stories in this story about immigrants eating dogs and cats. I mean, you know, it's obviously ridiculous. They now admit it's a lie. But if we chase it, then we're chasing whatever they want to talk about, because there are only a few things they want to talk about. However, I do think what you said, one of the top issues should be talking about reining in corporations. You know, they've done all kinds of price gouging when people are concerned about rising costs. The good news, Tom, is I saw some polling today, and people know Democrats are trying to lower costs. And it's the message is getting across what we've done around prescription drugs and taking on these corporations and the consolidation among food companies that are making food prices go up and gas companies that, again, you know, in May, it was the Biden-Harris administration that went after the owner of a oil company that sold to Exxon. They found hundreds of communications that he had between himself and OPEC, a foreign entity, about price fixing and supply fixing. Whoa. We need to continue going after those entities, and I can tell you it does resonate well with the public. So I agree with that part, Stephen, but I don't want to chase every issue that Donald Trump brings up.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan with us, 46 minutes past the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N, .house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alma Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're a pain in the butt. He struts around like he's a king. Thinks he's smarter than everything. He's got his followers hypnotized, but we all know it's just disguise. He's got his name on every wall. Says he's the greatest of them all.
10 minutes or 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Greetings, Professor. Thank you, Congressman. I'll be applying for the job of Director of Lessons Learned. But my question, is there any kind of antitrust hearing we can have about why good talkers like Larry King and Ed Schultz were chased out of mainstream media, that they had to work for foreign entities? And you know, we can throw Greg Palast into the mix with them having to work for The Guardian. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not even sure your question, to be honest. People leave media for different reasons. I'm not sure there's a organized effort to try to push certain folks out. So don't have a good answer.
I'm unaware of one either. Lou in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, nice to talk to you both. Congressperson, I think in the United States and around the world, we need to put heart rate variability biofeedback monitors in public places, It's a very non-invasive thing, just like how they used to have those blood pressure things at the grocery store and you would sit down. It just needs to have a little screen. This is a product or a device that Fox News would never, ever advertise because it would literally snap their viewers out of the their stupor, because it's a they should call these things flight or flight detectors or rest and digest detectors. And President Biden needs to declare the USA's drawdown point a forthcoming national holiday. We can't control what other countries do, but we can monitor, we can figure out how much CO2 the United States is pumping out, and sooner or later, one day, that line on that graph of CO2 is going to curve and it's going to plateau for just a sec, and that's going to be United States drawdown day. It's a forthcoming national holiday.
Your thoughts, Congressman?
Yeah, you know, I think we just need to do a lot more. We did a lot with the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, truly more than I've ever seen any Congress do, and that's a start, but that's all it is a start. And hopefully in a Harris-Walz administration, much more should be done.
Peter in Clinton, New York, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, I was considering that the value of a vote, if you vote illegally, then it's a 5-year jail sentence and a big fine, or you get deported. The question is, why isn't there a similar penalty when someone purges someone off the voting rolls wrongly? If a vote has the value has been established by the penalties.
Interesting.
Yeah, Peter, that's a provocative thought, because you're right. Unfortunately, voter suppression has become an all-too-used tactic by Republicans in too many states, especially swing states. And, I think you're onto something there.
Stephen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We just have about a minute and a half left.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. Say, I want to have a question, since now the Supreme Court has made us pretty much an autocracy. Can we get Biden to please get the redacted Mueller report available? I think it would be a really good time to do it.
Yeah, Stephen, that might be a good suggestion. I think there's a lot of things that Joe Biden can do while he's still in office. He did so much in that first 2 years, and he's already proven to put his country before anything personal. I think we should be thinking of ideas right now that we can try to get done between now and January, when hopefully Kamala Harris is sworn into office.
Vanola in Washington, D.C. Got a real quick one, Vanola?
Yeah, real quick one. The Republicans are always the ones who are shutting down the government. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that Congress could do that could prevent this ridiculous, pointless effort they try to pull every year?
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember once, and I'm forgetting exactly when it was, Tom, but they kind of, when they played this game, they showed what it was really like if you shut down the government, especially in some red areas. And, you know, they try to say government doesn't impact your life in a positive way. Well, we all know that's complete BS. But I think, you know, they do try this. They threaten this too often. They try to do this to denigrate what government does. And as you know, Vanola, this is something that is totally not true. We just need to be able to say that. But I don't think they're going to shut down government. I mean, unless Donald Trump tells them, and even then, there's too many Republicans who want to keep their seats, and they know it's completely irresponsible to do that.
Oh, that's interesting. You're optimistic. I was tending toward the pessimistic side of that. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry?
It's too big of a cost to their vulnerable members, I really believe.
I get it. Well, I hope you're right. And thank you so much for being with us, Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thank
you. Great talking with you. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Big Pharma's GOP cash grab. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.